T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did he say 100,000 meals? We're headed fast toward 200,000 here. You are, I should say, because you're doing the work out there. You're committing to this at Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, benefiting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. $1 equals 3 meals. You can get on our champions board out there with a commitment of $11 a month. You can be a Feed the Need community champion. And by getting on that board, you'll have a chance from the fan to win 2 tickets to a Pirate game. Plus, your name will be up in lights, Paul.
Destructible.
Oh, no.
It's another Rocky song.
There's too many Rocky songs. Jay Caulfield.
I think it's unbelievable.
Is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. The Feed the Need Radiothon sponsor, Spitzer Toyota.
Fighting for
Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, Dollar Bank. And the sponsor for this hour is Red Ribbon Soda, Pittsburgh's Pop. Jay, how are you?
There's no easy way out.
Oh, hey, guys. Paul, you're hired, big man. That's phenomenal. That's an outstanding performance.
Thank you.
Jay, we've been talking. We've been talking a lot today about just athletes and teams and their contributions to, you know, helping make people's lives better. I know the Penguins are amazing in the community with what they do. There's Mario's legacy and lots of players and coaches before and after them, including you. And I know charity work is close to your heart.
Yeah, I think any player coming through here and all the guys you've had, you know, throughout the day, but I think the Lemieux Foundation, like what that has meant, and my wife Alicia's on the board of the Lemieux Foundation. I think it's just a wonderful, obviously there's so many people need and so many different things that you could be a part of and help out, but the Lemieux Foundation certainly, just because of the angle we come from, has been such a big part of so many of our lives and how we're trying to help out. And Mario's the most so gracious with his time, but the foundation does a wonderful job, and just like what you're doing today.
Well, I think that's the thing, and you know, when you were a player, I'm sure there were lots of opportunities, right? When you were a player to be involved in projects like that.
Yeah, you know, Paul, the years that I played, there was, first of all, with the golf tournaments that you could have had, we were involved in so many golf outings for every Monday and Friday in the off season. It seemed like there was always so many things to be a part of. And then the cystic fibrosis was something that we were all part of, you know, and helping out that way. Then certainly how it's evolved into, as I mentioned, the Lemieux Foundation now. But yeah, Paul, there were just so many things that we all, if you lived in the city in the off season, you were just, it was almost automatic that you were just, you know, found a way to be and take part and try and help out any way you could.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. The Jay Caulfield Show is brought to you by McVeigh Heating and Cooling. So, Jay, we have Jake Guentzel back in town tonight. And I keep wondering, I was asking Steige about this earlier, if maybe they just loaned him to the Hurricanes. It's a nice loan so far, 12 points in 8 games. What do you think the chances are that Guentzel could be back this summer? Like, what factors will weigh into it for him?
Wow, I mean, certainly if you can pick up a player like Bunning and a couple of prospects and then get him back, that certainly would be a win-win, right? I mean, that would be outstanding. I'm not sure. I mean, the numbers, will the numbers work? Will the numbers fit here? There's going to be a lot of players that leave and maybe open up all that kind of room. But as we know, there's a lot, the parts that have to take place is the Penguins need to get younger. They need to get more physical. They need to, all these things and pieces they need to put together. They need to build their just their system. But if you look at to be competitive in the National Hockey League and you watch the game the other night, you need to be faster. You need to be younger. And Jake Guentzel's still an age. He's going to score. He's going to be he's dominating already with Carolina. He's going to continue to do that for years on end. And if they have a great run in Carolina and do something spectacular, maybe he doesn't want to leave where he's at right there. Who knows? There's so many things that will come to know. What does he want? What will he want at the end of this season? I'm sure how this took place, it didn't sit well with a number of people. And however that plays itself out, Joe, certainly nothing better than to see him come back, because I believe at 29 years old, he's got whatever many years Sidney Crosby is going to be playing, Jake Guentzel's got 3, 4, 5 years of producing at a high level.
You know, he comes back and plays tonight, and I know guys, you know, change teams. All you know, there's guys that change teams, and you play former teammates. But it's pretty clear that Jake Guentzel was pretty special to the group of guys in that locker room, especially the guys that have been around for a while. What will tonight be like? Will there be some emotions, you know, sort of before the game, even as they start to try and play each other?
Yeah, you know what, Paul? I think there will. I think there will be naturally, just because, listen, he's from 2017 and, you know, what that meant, the 16-17 season and right till now, and being a line mate of Sidney Crosby, who, you know, there are players that just work well with certain people, and certainly the combination of the two was outstanding over all these years. And I then think you go into the personal side, you know, you made your home here, you kind of grew up here, you know, your family started here. I think that's the things that start to come into play. Then you're going to be in the building where, hey, maybe you knew where your family was always at, or who knows what enters, you know, players' minds. Everybody's different. But he's going to realize that's the things that might start to hit you on top of what you did professionally as a hockey player and how great he was here. And I think there's the things that start to maybe resonate with you. And then the professional side of you is going to take over and you got a game to play. And there's things on the table that you have to perform. Then you realize also this is the team that moved on from you. Depending on the conversations that they had, that's something that you'll just kind of move on. And I think I even heard him say, he was even quoted saying, basically, now you go out and go get your 2 points and do what you need to do. I think that's the part that takes over. Right, Paul? I mean, professional athletes, you have to compartmentalize. You have to put things aside, then go do your job. And I think that's what Jake Guentzel will get to that. But I do think there's going to be that softer side of the emotion side that goes with it. And I'm sure he'll be experiencing that all along the way, right till when they drop the puck, what it's like to be in a different locker room, so on and so forth, different bench, different penalty box, you name it. Everything's different.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We have to address the debacle that took place the other day. Penguins leading 4-0 in the second period. Jay, what happened?
Yeah. You know, Joe, I think when you're vulnerable, I just think when you're a fragile team, and they had a great start to the game, and they did 30 minutes of the game. They were very good. And then once they get the first one, it just almost flips back. And I think I mentioned this the other day, even when you watch the Penguins game over the years and you knew who they had, you knew they could come back from any kind of number or score. That's what Colorado is right now. Their pressure, their speed, they come at you with lines of talent and the decor that's up in the play. And once they got the first one, then especially the second goal, quick, then it was all she wrote, in a sense. Like you just had, but you had to go back and do your and play your game and push the pace the other way. But they couldn't match what Colorado was bringing. And that's just a sign of the times right now, right? But I always felt like, can you count the Penguins out over all these years? No, you really couldn't. And that's what Colorado does. They're an impressive, powerful team. But a game to give away like that, it's par for the course the way this year is, especially the way this year is finished. This last stretch when you needed to, you have a chance. The standings, nobody in your Eastern Conference and your division wants to take a stranglehold of anything. And your games, not only do you not play to the level that you know you can, you just come nowhere near it. And your goaltending's not what you want. You're not able to produce. And you have games like that. And again, it can only happen against a team that's, to me, a dominating powerhouse. And that's what Colorado is right now. They're ramping up going to the playoffs. But the fan base and the people and the players alike, it's just another one you're going to shake your head at. And they're not thrilled about it. And certainly the fans aren't thrilled about it. It's tough to watch when it goes that way.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, but it's been a long, long time since the Penguins, obviously, and their fans have had a stretch of 12 or 13 games where, I mean, I guess technically the games matter, but with 12 or 13 games here to end the season where it feels like the Penguins probably aren't playing for anything. It's been so long. I can't even remember what that feels like.
No, Paul, that's very true. I mean, last year what they gave it up at the end of the year, and this year it's been going on. I mean, there's still a mathematical, chance. They're not totally, they don't have a letter next to their name that says they're out, they're done for the year. But yeah, I can't remember a time either where, the topic on the radio or sports or anywhere, sports television, whatever it is, that the Penguins shouldn't be at the center of it. And right now they're not. And deservedly so. I mean, down the stretch when you could have taken something and made something happen, you didn't have everybody on the bus. That's fact. That's what it is. Whatever phrase you want to use, you didn't have everybody come to play each and every night. And when that happens, your record's going to reflect it. And that's exactly where they're at right now. They've fallen out of favor. They dropped games when the rest of the over the last month we have talked, and I've said, I felt like this was still with Philadelphia to give it up. What's the second wild card going to be? I mean, we were saying it needed to be 96, 97 points. I'm not sure what it's going to be now, but you certainly had a chance to climb, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't pull it together. And I think there's a lot of things that came into play with that. And we've talked the trade deadline, how that took place, when it took place, where it happened. Then you played Washington. That was a not a good game for the Penguins at all. But it maybe started on the West Coast trip when they gave that game away in Calgary, had a game in Seattle that they were in control and movement of players. And they just couldn't finish off when they needed to. The number one, maybe keep themselves on a roll or get yourself on a roll. And to your point, Paul, now you're looking at all these games where the Penguins are not in the hunt for a playoff. And it's been a lot. It's years. And we don't see that too often here with who they have here. But it's happening this year, and sometimes it takes this kind of event or through a season to have drastic changes start to take place.
Jay, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for coming on today.
Okay, and by the way, Joe, Paul, my wife and I, we would like to donate another $500 to your Need to Feed. If we can do that, can we do it right through here? We'll get on online, but Alicia and I will give another $500 this year again, and we're glad to be a part of it.
That is awesome,
you.
Jay.
That's tremendous.
We really thank you guys for that. That's really generous. Yeah. And yeah, the best way to do that is to call this number for you and everybody, Jay, 412-663-5664, or you can text NEED to 50155, or go right on the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center at 937thefan.com. You're the best. Thank you, Jay.
We'll do it. Great job, guys. Take care.
That's Jay Caulfield stepping up like so many others here. The Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Up around, we were close to 150,000 meals provided at the 39 mark last hour. We're going to be pushing 200,000 meals here any moment. And I want to tell you first that you can listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday around noon at 937thefan.com contesting page. The General stepped up again with another generous donation today. Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle. Here's this hour's incentive, by the way. And this is a good one. somebody who donates a minimum of $50, so $50 plus this hour, will win a very interesting prize, especially if it happened during this show, I would imagine. Join one of our shows for a day. Pick the station and the show of your choice and join them in studio. So a donation of $50 plus gets you a chance to be that person. And we'll let you know, I think, at the end of this hour, who's the winner. So donate a minimum of $50 and you'll get to join one of our shows for a day if you are chosen from among the people who donate.
What show would you want to be on?
Probably the morning show. You? I mean, other than our show.
Yeah, this show. Yeah. You're supposed to say this show.
Of course this show. But you implied I would go on a different show.
I would like to do a shift with Whammo.
That would be interesting. Well,
that'd be fun, right? Playing some music, playing some good music. I'd like to do that.
You'd be great. So would Sean Don't Call Me Seth Meyers. He's been great with the music all day. He'd be a great DJ, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Legendary figure.
Thank you.
Especially if he was going to play Rocky songs.
50-minute mark on The Fan coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. As we roll on here, Brian Gulish is going to come on and tell us how close to 200,000 meals we are. I think the goal was 100,000. We're absolutely crushing that. I should say again that you out there are absolutely crushing that. And coming up, Paul, man, this has been, in addition to talking to Brian, this has been a weird, like, 48 hours in the sports and betting world. There's something happening in the NBA, crazy story involving a player. And then there's Ohtani, and he spoke yesterday, and, man, he drew a line. And if he ain't telling the truth, this story might not go away for a long, long time. We'll talk about that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That means that Brian Gulish has entered the building again from the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That's what we're doing here today. And Brian, last we checked, we were pushing 150,000 meals. What are we up to?
154,779.
Nice. Which means, I'd say early in the PM show, we might hit 200,000. Is that the new goal now?
Hopefully before the end of this show.
Hopefully before the end of this show.
So we're at
154,779.
So we need 46,000 meals. By 2 o'clock.
Let's do it. Thank you, Brian. We'll talk to you next hour.
Yes.
Here's the way to do this is to online. You can go to the Metropolitan Window Company Donation Center, 937thefan.com. You can text NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155, or you can call 412-663-5664. The incentive for the hour is you get to pick a show minimum $50 donation. And among those $50 at least donors, one of them will be drawn and will be able to join one of our shows for the day. Pick the station and the show of your choice and join them in the studio. And for $50, that provides 150 meals. We know that the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank tells us that 1 in 10 individuals, including 1 in 8 children, are food insecure. We've had all kinds of people step up for a great cause today. Talked to a couple Penguins people already. Paul Steigerwald, been around the organization for a long time. Jay Caulfield just spoke with us. It's been great. Tons of people as we approach what? We're getting close to 160,000 meals provided.
So what is that, Joe? Like, is that like 50-some thousand dollars?
Has to be. Yeah, my math skills are horrendous.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, 50, that's...
Yeah.
160,000 would be like $53,000.
And by the way, you guys really got this started last week with Jeff Patton, a general.
He's incredible. Incrinculant, some would say. He really is. Meanwhile, Paul, there's a lot going on in the betting world as professional and college sports mingle with what used to be taboo territory, you know, every day. This is the latest story. NBA eyes Raptors' Jontay Porter for betting issues. He's the brother of a great player, Michael Porter Jr., for the NBA champion Nuggets. Okay, so here's the story. Prop bets. Going with the under with Jontay Porter. And there was unusual... He's not a, you know, significant player. He's a bench guy. So there were betting irregularities. Games from January 26th and March 20th. This is according to ESPN. There was increased betting interest on the under for his props, which for the night of January 26th were 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and 0.5 threes. Well, he got the under on all of those. He left the game with what they said was an aggravation of an eye injury. And then, and that night, the under on his three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors. Like, why would people be focusing in on Jontay Porter's three-pointers and the under? Okay? And then March 20th against the Kings, he played only 3 minutes because of what the Raptors said was an illness. So, of course, he hit the unders that night. And then they look and they see unusual. I think this was on DraftKings. Reported that his prop bets from that night, the night that a scrub player leaves a game after 3 minutes, he got the most, that was the biggest money maker from DraftKings that night, Paul. To say this is suspicious would be a radical understatement.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
He may never play again if it's proven that he's complicit in this.
The whole point is that it comes to, like, this guy obviously pulling himself out of games. Does he not understand that they're going to monitor things like this? Like, for instance, the fact that, you know, if it's Steph Curry and it's over, you know, a number of three-pointers or under a number of Steph Curry, there are going to be a lot of people, especially with the same game parlays, a lot of people are going to be betting on Steph Curry. But unless you're an NBA fan, you don't even know who this guy is.
NBA fan, and I don't know who.
I never heard of him. I didn't know Michael Porter had a brother in the league.
But my point is, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Casual NBA fans or whatever, they're going to go on these apps and they're going to bet on the guys that they've heard of. They're going to bet, you know, now the hardcore guys and the sharps, maybe they'll bet on guys like this, but he's not significant enough of a player. And that's probably why the red flag started happening. You know, it's not that, well, you know, three or four different times he had something happen where he got pulled out of the game. And that it's the fact that, wait a minute, why was there all this money on this guy? These, you know what I mean? And so if you're a bit player like this guy, you're not going to get away with it. Listen, it'd be hard even if you're a superstar player after, you know, because they monitor these things.
Big time. And how, you're right, how could they not know? And the coach, the Toronto coach, he didn't put it on the team pulling him out of the game. The coach put it this way, I never doubt injuries. I never doubt honesty from players. So what you draw from that is that this guy said, hey, I can't go anymore. At least that's the conclusion I'm jumping to there. This is serious stuff. I saw where Halliburton from the Pacers said a couple weeks ago, I feel like I'm a, you know, something to the effect of I'm a walking prop bet. You know, like people are constantly wanting him to go over certain totals. And then Bickerstaff, the coach of the Cavaliers, somebody got mad at him for something, or a bunch of people mm-hmm. did. I don't know what the bets were that night. And he received, like, threats from people.
Right.
Now, with all the betting, the proliferation of easy sports betting, what kinds of are these the kinds of problems that were naturally going to occur, Paul? And is it going to get worse?
It's definitely going to get worse. Here's the thing. It's too tempting. And I'm going to tell you this, Joe. Let's say you're on an NBA team and you're a rotation guy and you're making a league minimum.
Yeah.
And you're playing with two or three guys that are making 50, 60 million or whatever, you know. I think LeBron James makes 60 million. You're playing with it. All right.
This dude, by the way, makes 415.
Exactly.
Grand.
Exactly. What's to say? Listen, you help us out, it'll be really good for you in the end.
Did that always happen though, or is it happening?
Prolific gambling is now, and yeah. how accessible gambling is now, has probably made the temptation a lot greater. Because if you think about it, Joe, you know, nowadays you can have a brother-in-law or a friend who you hang out with all the time who sits there on his app. And, you know, it's not like they got to connect the dots. Well, this guy's calling Louie the plumber, like the old days, you know what I mean? Or this guy's going actually to a sports book. You got a guy sitting there on his phone. And, you know, there's no security cameras. There's no, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's very easy probably for them to do. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, all of these guys are allowed to have the apps. They're just not allowed to bet on their own sport.
Here's what it says. NBA players, along with league employees, are prohibited from betting on any NBA events, including prop bets, violations
right.
of the policy, blah, blah, blah. But I think they can bet on
They can bet on other sports.
And there's some weird rules about if you're in the facility,
yes.
you can't
Is that the same in the NBA? I know that's in the NFL.
Yeah, I know multiple NFL guys got suspended, and they said, we don't even understand what the rule is with that.
Well, that brings us all the way to Ohtani, who doubled down on this story that he was the victim of theft. I mean, are we believing this? That this dude, his interpreter, clearly would have had access to his account, his username and his password, would have gone in there, I guess established a line of credit under Ohtani's name with this bookmaking operation and rang up millions of dollars in bets with nobody really noticing? Are we supposed to believe this?
Yeah, I have a hard time with it. Listen, I want to take the guy at face value, but number one, not answering questions to me was weak. And I know there's a legal thing going on, but I have some real questions about the whole thing, because what he said yesterday, you basically have to almost turn your brain off to believe it, don't you?
Yes, and especially the changing of the stories,
right?
As the Athletic said, and you got to hear this clearly out there if you're listening, because it gets a little muddled, but it's the Ohtani camp initially quoted Ohtani himself
right.
as saying, yes, I sent several large payments. That's the maximum amount I could send. Then they changed the story to he knew nothing about it. What are we doing here? A crisis communication specialist from Ohtani's camp. This is from The Athletic. Initially quoted him as saying just that. Yes, I sent several large payments. how could it go from that to I knew nothing about it and he stole from me?
Right.
That's all you have to know that this is very, at the least, very suspicious.
And not just that, you don't know where $4.5 million of your money went. And it came from your accounts.
Exactly.
So here's the other part of it. Here's the other part of it. And this is where there might be a little wiggle room here. What if one of the financial advisors or whoever's got access to his accounts is the one that actually wired the money?
What if he's the fall guy for somebody higher up in the Ohtani hierarchy?
Yes. Yeah. Or what if he's the guy that actually is doing the gambling or whatever? I have a hard time believing that $4.5 million were wired to this guy. Because again, the other part of this, if this were a situation of where he was going to Vegas to actual legal sports books, it might be a little bit easier to believe some of it, but he was going to an illegal bookmaker. And I'll be honest with you, unfortunately, in a past life, Joe, I had many run-ins with illegal bookmakers and many dealings with illegal bookmakers and loan sharks and everything else. Ain't none of them putting that much money out on the street unless they know that they're going to get that money. We meaning they know, okay, this is not coming from this interpreter who's making $200,000 or whatever he's making. $4.5 million, they know where it's coming from.
Could it be that, and I'm just spitballing here, that the interpreter said to them, yeah, I'm good for the money because Ohtani's back in this. Look, it's his name on the transfers. Yeah.
And if that happens, when the bookmaker gets into court, because the bookmaker, you know, the illegal sport, the illegal bookmaker is actually going to be on, you know, they're investigating him, the FBI, the IRS. So he's probably going to have to, you know, testify under oath at some point. If he says, well, you know, the money was coming from Ohtani, according to this guy, that's problematic. Now, the one thing that could happen is the Ohtani organization could generously donate money to this guy, you know. But I think at this point, every dollar that's spent by Ohtani is going to be scrutinized. So that probably isn't going to happen. I'm just saying, when you read this story, you read the original reasoning for what happened, then you read the revised reasoning for what happened, it just, none of it adds up.
Somebody called ACLSports.com tweeted this. So his interpreter got a $4.5 million line of credit from a local bookie.
Right.
And also had access to Ohtani's bank account, where he proceeded to take out millions, all without Ohtani's knowledge of any of it. Got it.
Yeah. Wait, the best is, have you seen this Twitter account, Jimmy Smokes?
No.
Jimmy Smokes?
I have not seen that.
Let me see. So again, I have no idea whether or not this guy is legitimate. I'm sorry, Timmy Smokes. Here it is.
Timmy Smokes.
Timmy
yeah.
Smokes.
What does he smoke?
I have no idea if he's legitimate or not. Ohtani throwing games a thread. July 22nd, 2022, a bet of $1 million was placed for the Atlanta Braves to score 6.5 runs against the Los Angeles Angels, parlayed with Braves minus 3.5. The bet was placed with a bookie in Mizuwasa, Shohei's hometown. The pitcher for the Angels that day, Shohei Ohtani. The stats that day were as followed: 6 innings, 6 hits, 6 earned runs, and 1 walk. At the plate, he went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts.
I don't even want to think about that.
Was he throwing games? I'll let you decide. Wait, Timmy Smoke says July 4th, 2023, a bet was placed in the same hometown with the same bookie.
Ohtani's hometown?
Yes, yes. For $4.2 million, on the over for the Padres run total. Guess who was pitching? You guessed it. This guy calls him show fraud. 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs while going 0-for-3 at the plate. Not even 10 days later, a $10 million bet was placed. Same bookie, same town. Parlay plus 2,500 odds. Astros minus 1.5. Astros over 6.5. Shohei over 4.5 runs allowed. Shohei under 6.5 strikeouts, game total over 11.5. Shohei's Ohtani's line for that day: 6 innings pitched, 9 hits, 5 earned runs while allowing 2 home runs.
I can't even think about that. I can't wrap my mind around that. But here's the most suspicious thing here.
You one more thing.
Yes.
Timmy Smoke says this is inside information from a Braves employee.
Who is Timmy Smoke? What does it say he is in his Twitter file?
Timmy Smokes. He's a writer for CTESPN. He says,
for CTE, are you kidding me? Craig Calcaterra, baseball writer. If Ohtani's version is true, then the translator gave him 90-minute interview to ESPN of straight-up lies, backed by Ohtani's PR crisis communications people, all while Ohtani's agent stood by. This is insane. I mean,
did you hear Malzi's theory about this?
No, what was his theory?
So all that money that the Dodgers gave Ohtani was deferred. He thought maybe that was an agreement that Ohtani kind of had to potentially prove that he did not have gambling issues.
What? I didn't hear that.
So this is just speculation, but Malzi has maybe suggested, with all the money being deferred to Ohtani, it's what, like 95% of his salary to the Dodgers is deferred until 10 years down the road. Maybe that was sort of a condition for him to get over a potential gambling problem that maybe they knew about.
Well,
I know this much. All the Ohtani camp has done so far is invite doubt and more speculation. That's all they've done. They have mangled this so far beyond any like sports-related crisis I've ever seen in my life.
Here's the thing.
Like, the NFL on Spygate looks competent compared to what they're doing here.
Here's the thing, Joe. It requires so many mental gymnastics to believe that Ohtani had zero idea what was going on here, that the $4 million was gone out of his account, that is his interpreter, who there's like surfaced a bunch of different photos of those two, you know, in conversation
and everything else.
It's so to me, you have to shut your brain down to believe. And listen, I can get to the point where I say, you know what, Ohtani didn't. He probably did not bet on sports or did not bet on baseball. But don't tell me he had no idea where this money was going.
Then that's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what
they're, I mean? They're over pro.
Right.
He doth protest too much.
Exactly.
That's what this saying means. You're protesting to the point of inviting more speculation and doubt about you. If you and I hung around every day, all day,
mm-hmm.
for years,
right?
Do you think I wouldn't know that you even gambled? I'm talking like you know what I mean?
If you
were gambling like this guy, I wouldn't know. This guy is like Ohtani's little pet. He goes out and gets him water. He goes out and gets him meals. He's with him in the dugout. He's his brother. They've talked about it being a brotherhood. Oh, really? You gamble? I never knew.
How many guys, Joe, do you know that gamble that don't talk about it?
I don't know.
I don't know a single guy who gambles on sports that doesn't feel the need to tell you every parlay tease
That's
and everything else
point.
Going on. Right?
That's
not,
a great
I don't
point.
Know one. Not one person. Even people that just put a couple dollars on this or a couple dollars on, you know, a game here or there that aren't really hardcore gamblers, they feel the need to tell you what they're gambling on and who they're gambling on and how much they're gambling. Right?
They never stop.
It's just incredible to me.
All right, we got.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.